Welcome to the Tucson Tasty Show. I'm your host, Wesley Source. This is the tastiest show in town. I'm your host, Wesley Source, again, you know, just in case you've forgotten the last 3 seconds. But I'm here with Pastor John McClain of Veteran Rescue Mission.
Yes, that's correct.
Always good to see you here.
It's always good to be seen. It's always good to see you, my friend.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you.
You're a ball of positivity.
Thank you for that.
Yeah, you may not feel like it, but you are. I'm here looking at you, and I am drawing your energy. So if you're more tired when you leave here, you can blame me.
All right. Well, I'm always tired after I leave here. Okay. It's so exciting to be here, and then you get the adjoraline drop,
for sure.
And then we're good. And then I pass out for the rest of the afternoon, so we're good.
Well, luckily you got an awesome wife here with you. One, taking pictures, and two, that helps take care of you afterwards. So thank you, Tina, for that. Yeah, thumbs up.
All right. Well, we're here with some special guests today. We've got Cody and Brandon. They're from Network Outdoors. And welcome to the Tucson Tasty Show. How are you doing today?
Hey, good. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, good. Thanks for having us here.
Absolutely. So tell us a little bit about what that is.
Network Outdoors started, it hasn't been around for a long time. Mm-hmm. It's been around for 2 years, actually, this month.
Mm. Oh, congratulations.
Thanks. And we started it in Michigan, and it was started off as just a business networking group.
Okay.
Get a group of business professionals together instead of chambers of commerce or coffee shop talks. Mm-hmm. We met at a gun range, a sporting range.
That's
and
a lot
we shoot
more fun.
Clays. Oh, yeah, but we eat food, too. That's very important.
Oh, there we go.
So it's very appropriate for the show that we eat food, then we network, and then we go shoot some clays, and then
that's fun.
Continue eating food and networking.
Yeah.
So that's bloomed out to about 15 chapters, different states, and now we're connecting a bunch of people together.
That's brilliant. When I heard, when Cody brought this to my attention, which thankfully, you know, Cody's been a friend, I feel like, years now, at least a couple of years that we've been friends.
A couple years.
Yeah. I just felt like it was brilliant because, you know, I know Cody through networking and different networking events we went to, which, I mean, we're blessed. We get to go to kind of some really cool restaurants and eat some good food and meet, network some great people, but we don't get to shoot no guns. You know, we don't get to, you know, have fun and, you know, do some good old fashioned, you know, boy stuff. So yeah, that's cool.
And bows and arrows and everything else too, right? Because they were telling me about one of the events you were going out to the Tucson Archery Range, right?
Yeah, well, we're working right now to get a kind of a Arizona monthly archery shoot up and running also.
Oh,
and
awesome.
I think the last time I was talking to you, we were talking about how Network Outdoors did a elk hunt, archery hunt, and a fishing trip up in Utah for about a week.
Mm-hmm.
Brandon was actually on that trip. So he got to enjoy that. And
got my butt kicked. Brutal.
Oh yeah.
Was it?
Oh, yeah.
In Utah?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know about
public
that.
Land.
It's the safest place on earth.
Yeah. 8,000 feet up in the mountains. Mm-hmm. And it was tough. I still have the battle wounds in the back of my heels.
Interesting. Yeah. For sure.
And no elk on the ground, unfortunately. But a really good time and great conversation with people.
There you go.
Food was excellent at camp, too.
Yes, and then that's the most important part right there. If the food's not good on a camping trip, then somebody messed up, and I don't know. How often do you go camping?
Never.
Never? That was John.
Actually, I mean, after getting back from Iraq, just camping didn't have the same draw. But now, as you know, with my ministry, that's pretty much what we do. That's a foundation of what we do, is I go live on the streets of downtown Tucson. So I'd go camping, but not with the bonfire and the traditional campsite. But there's a lot of things about what Network Outdoors does definitely I'm attracted to, and particularly my teenage boys now, I could see us going and doing some of this camping stuff, because my kids have never been camping either, just because when I got back from Iraq, I haven't really been into camping the same, but this kind of makes me, it seems like a really safe setting, or even like a more kind of fun setting that makes me actually want to go camping again. So that's super cool.
No, that's awesome. Well, I have to say a special thank you to our sponsors, Kiki Rogers with Country Financial Insurance, Vera Earl Premium Beef, ercjunction.com, Veteran Rescue Mission, Pitcher Rocks, Cooling, Heating, and Plumbing, which I finally got right on the
sheet. You're the man. I knew you'd get it.
And of course, Jason of Coolview Glass Treatments.
Mm-hmm.
So tell us a little bit more about you and what made you start this networking group? I mean, Hey, it's a really unique idea, right?
Yeah.
This is the first time I've ever even interacted with anybody that remotely. I mean, I've heard of the Boy Scouts, but this sounds like the Boy Scouts for adults and actually doing things.
At times it can be. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, Brandon started this conversation with himself out in Michigan, before I started trying to kick something off out here. And for me, basically, being in the business world, being out and around, I started throwing around the idea about how can I take my hobby, meet people, network with people, especially transplanting from a different state into another state a few years ago. And then kind of at the beginning of this year, I started kicking it around, trying to figure out everything. And then I got introduced by someone I know in the local area who was like, hey, this guy Brandon is coming down into Arizona. You need to meet him. And that's how I got connected with bringing kind of what I wanted to do into with Brandon on Network Outdoors. So he's kind of have a little bit of a different backstory than me, but
all right,
that's how it kicked off in Arizona, essentially. Mm.
Yeah, networking. I mean, it's the lifeblood of anybody's business.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not here to say coffee shops and chambers are a bad deal. You have to be a part of those, absolutely, to grow business in general. This is just a little different take and a little, we think, is a unique way of getting some business professionals or outdoor enthusiasts together combined.
Mm.
And so the idea was people like doing business with people that, and everybody knows this, people that they like, know, trust, or who are like themselves.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And so
absolutely, yeah.
Bringing them together around food, bringing them around firearms or some kind of, you learn to trust each other pretty quick, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You're holding, you know, you got to be safe, and there's a trust component there. And so then there's the like themselves or who they, know, like, trust. So relationships really form, we feel, through these outdoor experiences.
Mm.
And so aside from our monthly meetups at the gun ranges, we do camping trips. We do fishing charters. We do river cleanups and a bunch of nonprofit work land, waterways, new hunting programs, new angler programs, and our veterans.
Mm.
And so bringing those types of opportunities to people, and that being the focal point, we've found, and it's happened now in the past 2 years, where a lot of businesses spark from those experiences.
So how would we get a hold of you?
Our website. Yeah, it's probably
best
or
way.
Social. Cody has a bunch of different stuff too.
Yeah, there's social media, website, phone number. I mean, you probably Google me, you probably find me in Tucson. No, I'm all over the place, as some people say.
Hey, Phoenix too.
Phoenix too. Yeah, we're in Phoenix too. I mean, I'll gladly get over my phone number. Usually that's the best way. Text me if you want to get hold of me directly.
All right, what is it?
That is 520-262-9968. And then other than that, just go to networkoutdoors.com. I mean, we got chapters Michigan, Illinois, Maryland, Texas. I mean, you name it, we're growing. And we got opportunities to push into other states too. So,
you know, I know you've been sharing kind of this journey with me so far, Cody, and it's been cool kind of hearing some of the stories of like what these events are and what they're about. I would like to hear from, the founder of the organization, as well as you, Cody. Maybe a success story that's come out of some of these events so far. I guess I'll start with you, Cody.
Well, last night, I would say, pretty successful night down in Tucson, about almost 20 of us. And one of the things that is, I think, successful and part of Network Outdoors too is to create a family-friendly event, as we mentioned with your kids.
Mm-hmm.
We had three kids under the age of 18, about 11 to 15, shooting for the first time.
Mm. That's cool.
And on top of that, we have a business owner, two business owners bringing in their kids there to learn to shoot with us. They're enjoying the event. They're doing business. They're becoming sponsors with as corporate members of Network Outdoors as well. And I would say that's what we want to see. We want to see people coming out, even if it's your first time, or maybe it's, hey, I've had my kids, I have firearms and stuff, but I've never really took them out because they're 10, 11 years old. That is some of the stuff we like to see. And then you get to do business in an environment where you're not walking around the bar trying to find that one person and run into, you know, me with my day job. Oh, there's the fifth financial planner I met. I don't want to talk to any more of you, but now it's more of you get to have that conversation.
Organically.
Yeah. And from that, too, I got to meet with one of our guys who's a guide pro staff, Kyle Swan, up in Phoenix. Went out with him on an archery hunt, elk scouting. We got to see a young buck get taken down by a few coyotes. Ooh. And we had some rattlesnake, and I mean, it was a great, great trip. And that trip wouldn't have happened without Network Outdoors.
That makes me panic a little, though. Oh, yeah. You've got coyotes taking down a young buck. You've got rattlesnakes and everything. It sounds like a blast.
You just need one trip with them and those nerves will go away.
You're far away
with binoculars. Yep. It's all good. Firearms in hand.
And actually, I feel like you're leaving me open to an Air Force joke, but I'm going to leave that there.
Bring it. No, it's no, that sounds like a blast, and the safety and everything that goes with that is really important. It's definitely something that I've done with my kids. You know, it was required, and showing them what happens when that firearm goes off, you know, that's making sure that, you know, they understand and have a healthy respect for them. So no, that's very good. Well, I'm Wesley Source, your host of the Tucson Tasty Show. We'll be right back. Special thank you to our sponsors, Kiki Rogers with Country Financial Insurance, Vera Earl Premium Beef, or VEPremiumBeef.com, ERCJunction.com, Veteran Rescue Mission, Pitcher Rocks, Cooling, Heating, and Plumbing, and Jason of Coolview Glass Treatments. Here's some more from our sponsors. And
Little Richard.
Welcome back to the Tucson Tasty Show. I'm your host, Wesley Source, here with Pastor John McClain. And together we are the Tucson Tasty Show.
That's correct.
And, you know, hey, have you gone over to Bello's Gelato yet? It was really awesome to go over there and check it out. What'd you think of that ice cream? Or it's not ice cream, right? It's gelato.
It's gelato. Yeah, because it has less air and a whole bunch of other scientific facts that I have not recorded.
It's smooth.
It's delicious. It is. You know what? Unlike anything probably you've ever had, if you've never had a gelato.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And you know what surprised me? They had all the biscottis and everything else over there. Was really that are just absolutely incredible.
They had a whole bunch of stuff I couldn't pronounce. Absolutely. Yep.
Fair enough. We're here with Cody and Brandon, and thank you so much for being here today. We'll get you out of here pretty quick. But now for my favorite place, or favorite time of the show. Excuse me. Favorite place? It's a safe place. The John's Tasty Bite, and this is the place to expand your culinary horizons. My favorite part of the show, like I said, I'm super excited to get to try some of the tasty bites that you guys brought in for us today, because you brought in some wild game, right?
Yeah. So we did bring some wild game in there. I have been told I'm not supposed to say what it is, so...
Not yet.
So yeah. You'll have to wait to see what it is.
Let's do it.
Come from a hunting trip.
It did.
Recent one.
Very recent.
So let's break into this.
Cody?
Yeah. As we're rearranging the studio...
And we have a guest... on the phone as well. We have Jason with Coolview. So Jason, we're gonna have you jump in here in a second. We're here doing, unfortunately not in the studio to enjoy these tasty bites with us, but we're about to do Wesley's favorite part of the show for some reason.
Amazing?
But it's John's Tasty Bite, so it should be my favorite part of the show.
We'll get you there.
Yeah. So we have here what looks like something smothered in goodness.
What is that?
Bacon caramelated.
So the sauce on it is an apricot sauce.
Okay.
Apricot.
Yeah. Mm. You have bacon there. You have some cheese and some jalapeno.
Bacon, okay. Cheese, jalapeno.
You guys are trying to scare me, but this actually looks really good. So
I'll be honest, this is the first time after you. Go ahead.
I'm gonna enjoy this bacon.
It's bacon, so it's going to be good, right?
Mm-hmm.
And apricot.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think of that?
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Is it the first time you've ever had a dove heart?
Mm-hmm.
Mm, yeah.
That was a bacon-wrapped dove heart right there.
I'm going for it. I'm going for it.
My mom did the same trick with pickles. And
That is good, though.
Mm. Yeah. I mean, as you were saying dove heart, it really, like, it wasn't as good tasting as you were saying it. But it's good. It is good. Yeah. Ma'am.
Okay. Now, this isn't just any jalapeno popper, right? I mean, it's the dove breast.
So this is a dove breast with cream cheese, sharp cheddar, Monterey Jack, some green onion in there, and then also applewood bacon and that apricot sauce. So
nice,
yum. Go for it.
Okay.
As John hesitantly goes for his bite.
Yeah, you're like, after I take a bite of the jalapeno, you're like, okay, how was that seal heart? No, not the seal.
Okay. Hey, so we just recently did a nonprofit charity meetup, and it was, 100 people or so. One of the things that was served was kangaroo.
Okay.
Yeah, it's actually really good.
I had no idea. It was delicious, though.
So. Okay. So the Quark of Tucson is actually going to be putting that on their menu.
Oh, really?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
It's, great idea.
It's supposed That's to be why really I heard good. That. Yeah, you're mm-hmm. right.
Mm-hmm. People might get freaked out by what it is, but gosh, everything's prepared real well.
How is that?
That was good. That was real good. Interesting. Definitely a different, interesting take on a jalapeno popper wrapped in bacon. What mysterious item did I just ingest?
Dove breast.
Okay.
So the actual breast meat of the dove, and then you have to have a
I can live with that. Too, I'm okay with that. Yeah, I don't feel like you just sneaked me. Good.
No, that's really good, though. I mean, when's the last time you had a delicious dove breast?
It's been eons. Can now, I have one of those napkins?
Yep.
Thank you. God bless you, sir.
Now, it's actually really important with the dove breast to use a bacon or some kind of a grease, right? Can you tell us about that?
So a lot of your wild game is going to be pretty lean.
Mm-hmm.
So most people aren't into lean meat. So if you want to try to give it a little bit more flavor or texture, you're going to add something as like bacon or something like beef fat or some type of cheese in there to get it a little bit more palatable for some people.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Nice. Oh, cool, man.
That was incredible. Thank you very much for sharing.
Yeah. You're welcome. Do you want more?
I have more. I want lots more. And everybody on Facebook here, you gotta see this here. I'm going to make you all sick. Nice and dizzy, right?
Yeah.
There you go.
So one of the other ways that I like dove, that's a little bit more of an appetizer, you do a water chestnut dove breast bacon wrap and throw...
water chestnut, bacon...
And dove.
And wrap dove.
It. And then I cook it, and I usually throw on the apricot sauce I make there.
We're going to hang out for Thanksgiving.
Yeah, all these recipes are real good with most waterfowl or upland game bird hunting you can do coast to coast, border to border around the United States.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Yeah. I will definitely take that. And, I wish... Jason with Cool View is here in studio with us right now to appreciate this. I don't know, Jason, you seem like you're an outdoorsman. What?
Yes, I just want to say that dove hearts, dove breast was on my hit list to devour. So, you know, I'm pretty disappointed I didn't get a chance to enjoy some of that fine cuisine you got over there. But I am definitely the outdoorsman. I do like camping and hunting and fishing and all that good stuff. Actually, when I was stationed up in Michigan, I did quite a bit of it in the Upper Peninsula, you know. So, it sounds really good.
What
you guys are eating over there.
Definitely. For sure. And then we were talking about it on the Common Good Radio show, how you actually volunteer at the White Stallion Ranch.
Wow.
As well.
Really?
I do. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do. I just started to. I spoke with Russell and Laura True up there, and I told them, you know, my passion for horses and you know, just ranching culture, Western culture in general. And they were more than willing to take me on board as a volunteer. And I had my first. I went two Saturdays ago, and did my first trail ride with, you know, some of the guests and. The wranglers there, the full-time wranglers, showed me the ropes, and it's a great time.
Yeah, we definitely have to plug you in with Network Outdoor, because like we were talking about on the show, you're starting to go to the networking events, but how cool is this, the idea of this, a networking event that involves, what type of shooting is it?
Usually our monthly shoot is a trap.
Trap shooting, food, and business networking.
Oh, wow.
Doesn't that sound good?
That's a win-win-win.
That sounds, wow, yeah. I didn't even know that existed. Wow. I got to get on that.
Yep,
see, we'd love to have you.
Yeah, for sure. So,
thank you.
Yeah. Let's go ahead and thank our guests with Network Outdoor for joining us so they can go off and save the world. And then we'll jump into what Coolview does with Jason. So, yeah, let's thank our guests, Wesley.
Thank you so much for coming in today. We really appreciate your time. What amazing tasty bites that you brought in for us. And, And how do we get a hold of you again?
You can text me at 520-262-9968, or you can go to networkoutdoors.com. We'll have our emails up there. You can reach out to Brandon or myself.
Thank you.
Hey, thank you both very much for having us on the show.
Absolutely. Thank you.
It was a pleasure. It was ours.
I'm sorry you have to leave early.
Yeah.
So, Jason, tell us a little bit about Coolview. What do you do?
For sure. So, Coolview Glass and Surface Solutions, Coolview of North Tucson, we primarily specialize in window film, architectural window film. So you have your solar films, which most people know it as tint. We also have security films we specialize in, anywhere from delayed forced entry to entry denial up into ballistics. We also provide graphics for windows, murals, wallpapers, temporary and permanent. Surface solutions for your countertops, granite tops, stone. So we provide quite a bit of products, but we mainly specialize in our solar and our security films here in Tucson. Yep.
Awesome. You do a film for granite countertops. Tell us, can you expand about why would that be important?
Well, so not everybody. I know my wife, my business partner, my partner in crime, Stephanie. She, phenomenal woman. She wishes she can be there on the show as well. She's a foodie as well, just like you there, Wesley. But we always want to change and update, renovate our homes or our spaces. Mm-hmm. Make it look nicer. But this is a cost effective way to remodel or change your countertops or your wood stone finishes with our surface solutions, our film. It's a wrapping that goes around the current granite tops or wood surfaces. We'll wrap it and we'll make it look as if it's a completely new surface space, different color, different style. We'll wrap around it.
That's really cool.
So window solutions, countertops, I know you guys do graphics, kind of a series of things. For people that are interested in utilizing your services, how can they get a hold of you?
So we have our website, www.coolview, view is spelled V-U, C-O-O-L-V-U.com, and you just look for our location here in Tucson. It is North Tucson. We say we're North Tucson, but we service the surrounding areas as well. For those who are listening in Vail and Sahuarita and Marana and Oro Valley, we are more than happy to go out and give you a free consultation.
Thank you.
We also have, awesome.
All right, thank you so much, Jason. Number, yeah, go, please.
Oh, yeah, of course.
No, say the number.
No worries. Oh, yeah, it's 520-627-0934 is our phone number if you want to reach out to us directly.
Thank you for coming on the show, Facebook brother.
Yep, thank you so much. And I'm Wesley Source, your host of the Tucson Tasty Show, here with Pastor John McClain. Stay tasty, Tucson.
That's it.